Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. Let's lighten things up just a little bit today. How are we going to do that? Maybe this will get your attention. First, Mark Means, as a commentator for Court TV, as an experienced criminal defense attorney. Second, Derek Chauvin, now what? Third, this is what happens when you try to take things from people that don't belong to you. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. And a lot of you joined us live yesterday for the announcement of the jury's verdict in the Derek Chauvin matter. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for everybody tuning in live. And as always, thanks for our Patreon. And thanks for our Patreon members. I think we had a lot of fun last night. All right. First on the docket, try to lighten things up just a little bit. I think this is what will do it. First, Mark Means commenting for Court TV and held out as an experienced criminal defense lawyer. Ha, I know. Isn't that kind of funny? Okay. In all seriousness, Court TV was having a segment regarding what the criminal defense attorney, in this case, Mr. Nelson, would feel like after losing a big case. Well, Mark O'Mara, who is also on this panel, along with Mark Means, Mark O'Mara is an experienced criminal defense attorney. You may say, where do I know that name from? He represented George Zimmerman, but he talked about what we in the defense world sometimes referred to as trial psychosis. You get into such a zone that you actually think, I'm going to win this thing, even though you probably have zero chance to win it, but you do that to get into the zone, so to speak. Mark O'Mara said he's going to, the defense attorney is going to be, you know, beating himself up. Did he ask the right questions? What did he do wrong? He's going to be just frustrated by the whole thing. Then when they get to Mark Means, basically all he says is, well, the other side brought in the, they had five Michael Jordans, referring to Michael Jordan, the basketball star, one of the greatest of all times, and basically saying that the defense, you know, is all by himself. He's a one-man show. How is he possibly going to compete? And the only thing that Mark Means could contribute to this conversation was the government has more resources.
Mark Means, when I look back at the trial, Eric Nelson was almost like this one-man band from beginning to end, the only one, kind of like Mark O'Mara said, directing all the witnesses, crossing all the witnesses, a lot of work. At one time, he actually seemed fatigued during the trial and just coming through, not with this outcome that he wanted. If you were in this, would you be licking your wounds today, I guess, is my question.
Well, the first thing I say is part of that speech that you didn't show is the AG came out and said, hey, we had a team of Jordans. And that's in reference to Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Duh. Welcome to the world of criminal defense. When it says the people of the state of whatever versus the defendant or the United States of America versus the defendant, they mean that. And they mean all the resources that come with the government. That's why when you win a case in criminal defense, it is a big deal. The prosecution is supposed to win. They have all the good facts. They have the resources. They're supposedly have this case where they think they can ethically prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. They're supposed to win. So when the defense wins, it's a big deal. So, little surprise that Court TV would have Mark Means as an experienced criminal defense attorney because, well, if you've been watching this channel, you know he's never done a felony until this case, at least according to the district attorney prosecuting the Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell matter. Maybe they couldn't get a hold of anybody else. All right. Next on the docket, the Derek Chauvin matter. What next? Now, these are a lot of questions that people asked, and so I'm going to try to summarize all of those for you rather quickly. First, how is it that Derek Chauvin was convicted of all three counts? Does the Minnesota have a rule where it's either manslaughter or murder? No. Now, Derek Chauvin was convicted of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. The most serious charge being the second-degree murder carries 40 years. They were charged under alternate theories of prosecution. If not knowingly did something, second-degree murder, then he must have recklessly did something. And if he didn't recklessly do it, he did it negligently. They're all lesser-included offenses of the most serious charge. And the same conduct was the basis for those charges. Therefore, they're all going to be sentenced really as one. Derek Chauvin is looking at basically a sentence of between 12 years up to 40 years, maybe a little higher with the Blakely sentencing aggravation that the judge is going to make his own findings about. We talked about this yesterday on our video. You can check that out if you want further explanation about it. Second, why is there a 6 to 8 week gap between now and sentencing? Well, it takes time, okay? The judge has ordered that a pre-sentence investigation report be prepared, and that pre-sentence investigation report, the probation officer is going to go out and interview Derek Chauvin. They'll obviously talk with him, get information about his history growing up, his education, work history, any needs that they may have that may come to be an issue. Were there drugs? Were there alcohol? Was there abuse? Anything in one's past life that the judge may want to know about, it may make an impact on sentencing. That report will then be prepared. The report will be sent to the court, the prosecutor, and the defense. The defense can make, as well as the prosecution, can make any corrections or additions. Then the judge will hear those corrections or additions. And at sentencing, the judge will rely upon the pre-sentence investigation report along with any argument or sentencing briefs that are filed and any statement in allocution made by the defendant, in this case, Derek Chauvin, if he chooses to make one. He is not required to make a statement in any way. And the fact that there will be an appeal forthwith also means he may not make a sentencing statement as well. A lot of people want to know, will he end up in the same prison as Chris Watts? Well, after being convicted of murder, Derek Chauvin was taken to the maximum security Minnesota correctional facility called Oak Park Heights, and he was put in administrative segregation. Administrative segregation is used when somebody's presence in the general population is a safety concern. The prison, which is located in Stillwater, which is about 25 miles east of downtown Minneapolis, is where Chauvin was placed when he was previously arrested back in June of 2020. The prison is the state's only maximum security facility, and it houses 349 inmates. As you may recall, Chris Watts is at the Dodge Correctional Facility, so their paths may never meet. Next question, what does the sentencing look like? Max, looking at 40 years, probably the 12 and a half is where he's supposedly kind of guidelines out under the system as far as I understand it. Like I said, the prosecutor is probably going to ask for the maximum sentence. The defense is going to ask for the minimum. Judge will probably come in somewhere in between. I would anticipate a sentence of somewhere in the multiple decades. Next question, will the courts overturn the verdict on appeal? Well, once the sentencing is done, then the defense will file a notice of appeal. At that time, all the transcripts of the court proceedings will be prepared. Record will be designated. Everything, all the exhibits that's been brought at issue, any motions, anything that the Court of Appeals would have to have in the record. If it's not in the record, it doesn't exist on appeal. The key issues on appeal would more than likely be whether a fair trial was had for Derek Chauvin in light of the pretrial publicity, as well as should the jury have been sequestered. There were not a lot of objections throughout the trial really on either side. And to preserve an issue on appeal, you have to object. If you don't object, that issue is waived. So it's going to be pretrial motion issues, any objections at trial, and then obviously the question of a fair trial. The court made a pretty good record as it relates to the jury being free to make their own decision and not being influenced in any way. And if the jurors thought that they were influenced in any way, they more than likely should have let the judge know and said, I can't make a fair decision. So the presumption of the law would be they were not influenced, the jurors were not influenced by outside forces, and therefore he had a fair trial. I wouldn't hold my breath on this case being reversed on appeal. Next and final question, and then we'll move on. When does the trial start for the other three officers, and what are they charged with? Well, former officer Tao Tao, J. Alexander Koenig, and Thomas Lane, all of whom were fired and arrested days after George Floyd passed away last May, face charges, and that trial is set to commence on August 23rd of 2021. They are charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter of George Floyd. Now, aiding and abetting is punished by the same possible penalties of the second-degree murder. That's right, up to 40 years in prison. Most of them would probably guideline right out about the 15-year range. We've talked about this. When you are charged as a complicitor, you aid, abet, assist somebody and do something, and you can aid them by not doing something, you can be held accountable just like you did the conduct yourself. Complicity is not a charge. It is a legal theory in which people can be prosecuted, not as a principal, but as an aider and abettor. So these officers may be having their attorneys trying to see if they can reach a plea deal or if they're going to have to go to trial and deal with this case just like Derek Chauvin did. All right, before we move on with the docket, let's take a quick recess and hear from CrimeTalkSearch.com. Please go to CrimeTalkSearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to CrimeTalkSearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to CrimeTalkSearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, this is what happens when you try to take things from other people that don't belong to you. That's right. Sometimes they can fight back. Home surveillance video captured a pretty intense moment when a couple of kids tried to carjack a man outside of his San Leandro home. Now, the San Leandro police say the suspect approached the victim with a gun, but the victim stopped them when he body slammed one of the suspects on the ground. Police allege that the two suspects were later involved in yet another attempted carjacking that got four children ages 11 through 14 arrested. Now, I'm only going to show you the still of this particular photo. Why? That's right, because some people complain that if you show video that's even shown on the evening news, that it's too sensitive of material, and YouTube, well, they'll take it down. So we're going to put this up on our Patreon page. Take a look at it. This is why, if you think that you can defend yourself, you defend yourself. The man simply body slammed this punk and put him on the ground where he belonged. Maybe, well, apparently it wasn't hard enough because he went out and attempted to do another carjacking later as well. I guess this kid is lucky that the potential victim in this particular case only body slammed him and he didn't wind up seriously injured or even dead. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the week. This goes, once again, in the you cannot make this up category. Please meet Michelle Stillwell, 55. According to the arrest affidavit, she was riding in the back of an Uber. And for some reason, unbeknownst to Ms. Stillwell and the driver, Ms. Stillwell began attacking the Uber driver. She began by choking the Uber driver. She ultimately then moved her way to the front seat by crawling over the seat and taking a big bite out of the Uber driver's neck. Now, Ms. Stillwell was arrested and she was charged with felonies for aggravated battery as well as tampering with a witness. Count of tampering with a witness came from the fact that she attempted to knock the phone from the driver's hand as he sought to call 911. Ms. Stillwell was released from the county jail after posting a $15,000 bond. I know this may surprise you, but the police believe that alcohol may be involved. Doesn't really matter. Either way, Ms. Stillwell, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the week. And if you're the big winner, that's right, you get some Crime Talk swag. We're rooting for you. All right, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for watching Crime Talk. We will see you tomorrow.